Verse number 18 talks about the vision. How does the wise person look at the world? Beautiful shloka. It's a very famous shloka. It is chanted many times, which tells us how this wise person deals with the world, with everybody. Vidya Vinaya Sampanne. Brahmane Gavihastini. Shuni Chaivashva Pakecha. Pandita Samadarshinaha. Together, Vidya Vinaya Sampanne. Brahmane Gavihastini. Shuni Chaivashva Pakecha. Pandita Samadarshinaha. So Pandita, wise person, or Samadarshi, or equanimous. Not equanimous, but they have the same vision. They see everything as one who Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmani. Brahmani. So Brahmana, who has three qualities. He is first of all Brahman. He has Vidya, he has knowledge, and he has humility. Sampanne, he is full of these three things. He is the Brahman, he has knowledge, and he has humility. And so such a Brahman, or a Gavi, or a cow, or a Hastini, or elephant, she elephant. Shuni, shuni means dog, and cha, eva, and also shvapake. Shvapake means dog eater. So one who cooks dog and eats. Pandita Samadarshina. So the wise person sees the same in all, whether it's a Brahmin who is full with wisdom and good qualities, whether it's a dog, whether it's a cow, whether it's an elephant, or whether even it's a human who eats dogs, in all of them, that oneness, to see that oneness is the hallmark of a Pandita. So when we say Brahmana, what do we mean? Brahmana means not Brahman by caste or by birth. Gurudev says not the threaded variety. You know, not just by wearing a thread you don't become Brahmana. Or by born in a Brahmana family. You have to have Brahmanic qualities. You have to be a sattvic individual. You have to be pure. You have to have the wisdom. You have to have the abidance in that knowledge. The ability to always practice that knowledge. And then Vidya is self-knowledge. Brahman not only means one who can chant shlokas and mantras, that is good, and can do pujas, but the ability to know who I am, that is Vidya, that is true knowledge. And Vinaya means humility. Shankaracharya ji says it. Vinaya means prashamanaha. His mind is calm, his mind is not agitated. So a person who has Brahmanic qualities, who has self-knowledge, and whose mind is calm, so that's one of the most advanced individuals, right? Who has all these qualities. So one of the most advanced individuals. This Pandit, this word Pandit is used many places in Hindi. Pandit they use for anybody and everybody. Like a person who wears this Gandhi topi, you know, this white cap, they call him Pandit. Right? Or even a guy doing puja, the pujari is called Pandit. Or even sometimes Swamiji's are called Pandit. But interestingly, even the cook in the house, they call him Panditji. You know, that's a very common phrase. Or Panwala, that's another one. You know, they go to buy Pan. Are Panditji, do Pan lagana? So they call anybody and everybody Pandit. But Bhagwan Shri Krishna says, Pandit is the one who has the right knowledge. Then and then alone he is capable of being called Pandit. So that's why even the Bhagavad Gita teaching starts with Shochyan Anvashochastvam Prajna Vadamcha Bhashate. Gatasun Agatasunscha Nanu Shochanti Panditaha. So wise person does not mourn for those who are gone or not yet gone, because this whole world is temporary. Whoever is born will go. And so there is no point of continuously mourning. So Bhagavan Sri Krishna talks, first word of the teaching is Panditaha. So who are the things that they are mentioned? The wise person, the Brahmana, the cow. Why does he mention cow? Because cow is a very sattvic animal. Even though it is an animal, it is a very calm animal. She gives milk and she gives birth to the bull. You know, bull is very useful in agriculture. Then every part of the cow is used. Not only she gives milk at the time while she's alive, but when she dies, her skin is used for leather, her horns are used for medicine, and everything of the cow is, so that's why the cow is worshipped in ours as Go Mata, as the mother. And elephant is, so the cow is a sattvic animal, elephant is a tamasic animal, because elephant moves very slowly. So the point is, whether it is a sattvic individual or a tamasic individual, even a sattvic animal or tamasic animal, even a dog or a dog eater is kind of the worst of the humans, because say his children love a dog and they go to college. What does he do? He calls the dog lovingly and cuts him and eats him. What kind of individual is that? So what the Bhagavan is saying, that from the highest to the lowest, all in all of them, the wise person sees oneness. Why? Because all of them have the same consciousness. Somebody asked a Mahatma, who are you? He says, I am the same as what is in this mosquito, what is in the ant, what is in the scorpion. They are all me. So that willingness or the ability to see the oneness in the entire creation. So Bhagavan has listed all the animals and all the... So the point is that one should love all and see the same. And the same samadarshi can be in the path of dharma, bhakti, or knowledge. Dharma is, see, I'm in a position as a judge, and a person comes in front of me. I don't judge him based on his color or his race or his appearance or whether race or gender. Even if my own relative comes, first of all, of course, the judges recuse themselves. But even if the time comes where I have to judge, I judge fairly. So samadarshi, so seeing everybody as same and treating everybody as same. On the path of bhakti, on the path of love, we say, I have been created by God and everything has been created by God. God is everybody's creator. So they are all brothers and sisters, because God is in everyone. That is the path of bhakti. And then the path of knowledge is that everything is that Atman, the consciousness. So the example they give is like the cookies, you know, children, now these animal cookies. You know, they have lion and they have elephant and then they have alligator and then they have camel, and the children are fighting. I want lion. Another one says, I don't want, you know, the alligator, because... But the mother knows that they are all dough, they are all cookies. But it is the ignorance of the children that they are fighting. So similarly, you and I are fighting with each other. That's what even yesterday in the Gandhi March, that was the vision of that, to see that oneness. And then there will be no violence, there will be no conflict. So universal love for all is called samadarshi, where I see everybody and love all animals, all birds, plants, fish. But samadarshi does not mean samavarti, does not mean I treat everybody equal. I may see everybody as one, but I still have to treat people differently based on what... Like eating. Now, samadarshi, does that mean I should eat all food? No. If the food is clean, good, I will eat. But rotten food, I will not eat. That is called samavarti. I see they are all God, but this food has become spoiled. You throw it in the trash. It is all blue and green. Like respect. For example, this Brahman comes to your house. This Brahman means who is very wise, very learned, a Mahatma. You wash his feet and, you know, you touch his feet, you wash them, you give him a nice seat of respect in the house, you offer them food. But suppose a dog comes in your house, will you wash his feet and put him in that seat? No. You will give him a piece of bread and let him go. But you see the same, but you treat them differently. You don't put the dog in that seat of honor and touch his feet and wash. But you see the divinity in all, but you treat people based on their abilities, based on their, like to respect, like a CEO of a company and a fresh graduate. Should they both get the same salary? No. Even though they both have the Atman, the consciousness, but the CEO has so much more authority and his salary will be in six figures, while a new graduate who has just come out of college, he will be treated differently in the company based on his ability, based on his knowledge, based on... So we treat people based on their ability and knowledge, but we see God in all of them. So samadarshi does not mean samavarti. You have to treat people like justice, like somebody is guilty. Another person is innocent. You know, both of them have been arrested for the same crime. And then the evidence shows that this person is guilty and this person is innocent. So the guilty will be punished. The innocent will be released. You don't say they are samadarshi, they are both good, so put them both in jail or free them both. So you treat people based on their situation in life, like Bhagavan Sri Krishna. You know, there is a famous bhajan, samadarshi hai naam tumaro. You know, there is a very famous bhajan of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. And he was samadarshi. He could see the Kauravas and the Pandavas. Both are his own manifestation. But he tells Arjuna, pick up the bow and shoot. Why? Because these Kauravas are evil. They need to be eliminated. So samadarshi, to see oneness, is okay. But when it comes to dealing with people, it does not mean you discriminate based on color or based on prejudice or based on caste. But you treat people differently based on their qualities, based on their abilities, and use your discrimination when dealing with the world. So that has to be very clear, because Gita says, you know, samadarshi, like in India, some people eat stones and eat, you know, whole bicycle, they eat that. Gita says eat does not mean you eat anything and everything. You use your discrimination. So that's what they say. A wise person sees the same in all, but based on their level, he will respect them and he will treat them. So this is the essence of the three verses, that our knowledge can be removed. Our ignorance can be removed by knowledge like the sun. And once we see that, then that becomes our goal in life and we completely abide in this knowledge. And the end result of this knowledge is the unity of all. That one Brahman is in everybody. So you respect all, but then you treat them based on their situations. So I hope this idea I was able to clarify. These are very, very nice verses. We have time if anybody has any questions or comments.
This Vinaya, the word Vinaya, it has a meaning you indicated today, the humility and calmness. Hmm. But it also the discriminating power also, right?
Yes, yes, okay. Right. Discriminating power also. Different meanings. Right. Sanskrit may the same word, right. But Vinaya means Vinayashil.
Right.
And he's very humble. He's very, very, he does not brag. Yeah, Shankaracharya ji called it prashamanaha. He was calmed his mind down because he has no false pride.
Okay. I just have a comment. So samadarshi and samavarti. It's like, so is it like a mother who has two, like let's say children, you love them equally, but each one is a little bit different, and so the mother, you know, figures out how to deal with each of them.
Absolutely, very good point. Yes, so you treat the child, because one thing may work for one child, another thing may work. That's a very good point. And also, we had talked about, like last week, that the mother has two children. One is a very good person, very helpful and all. Another one is a criminal and, you know, becomes a crook, goes to jail. She loves both equally, but she wishes that the criminal becomes good. So she will give him knowledge, just as we are all children of God, but some are good, some are bad. So the Bhagavad Gita is meant for us to become good. Yes, but that's a very good point. Yeah, mother treats children differently based on their abilities and based on what will work for each. Yes, thank you. That's a good point.
Can I just say a point? actually the same question. But only thing I was going to add is that there is a lung behind in the mother's heart, even if we're the bad child. So when we treat outsiders also, we should have that love.
Yes.
And caring that maybe that person will change, even though you're punishing them.
So you change them with love rather than with anger, right? Good
not
point.
Vengeance or
right.
When you treat them with that love, should be same for everybody.
Yeah, like Gandhiji said, I don't hate the British. I want to change them. The same thing. He had no hatred in his heart. Anything you have read? Everything is clear? I always get worried when she asks questions. No, that's good. You know, you ask, that's, people ask, that's good. Makes us think. Like that girl in the assembly, my God, I had a hard time answering her question last week. That's why I gave a similar verse to continue that, where she said, God only takes the good and doesn't take the bad. What have, you know, because in the verse was that wherever you see anything good or glorious, I am there. So Krishna says, so he only is in the good and the glorious, he's not in the wicked. So it was good. And so then I actually sat with her for lunchtime with a couple of them and tried to answer their questions. So it's good, you know, people ask. Because unless you question, the doubts will be there. So it's only through questioning that the doubts can be removed. And you can, you know, question yourself also, or, you know, ask. That's why we have all these teachers who come, Mahatmas and all these wonderful teachers, to answer our doubts and remove them.
Is Krishna the God or the messenger of the God?
Ji?
Is the Krishna the God himself or the messenger of the God? Like in other religions, they call
right.
Him, like, Islam, they call Prophet Muhammad as messenger of God, maybe
right.
Jesus Christ, the son of God.
Right.
So they are representing God, but in Gita, a lot of places we see that he himself calling him God himself.
Yes, it is. He is manifestation of God. Himself has appeared on earth. That's why the words go Shri Bhagavan Uvach. Whenever Shri Krishna speaks, we say Shri Bhagavan Uvach. That means the Lord himself appeared in the form of Shri Krishna. So Krishna is God. That's why in the 11th chapter, he shows Arjuna that in my body, he shows the entire universe to Arjuna, including all the heavens, all the hells, and past, present, future. Everything he could see just in that body of Shri Krishna. So yeah, we worship Shri Krishna as God himself. Yes.
Is he declared by himself? Like he could say that God looks like this, it's not me, I'm showing you some rupa of God or a picture of God. Why need to declare himself God?
Because he was. Because, see, he didn't have to. Like Ved Vyasji, he did not write the Bhagavad Gita, he spoke it. But Ved Vyasji writes Shri Bhagavan Uvach because he recognized God. Like we say Ramchandraji also was an avatar of Vishnu Bhagavan.
But Ram never said by himself that I am God. He suffered a lot in his life.
Yeah, he
became like God.
Yeah, each form of God was different. Like the God came in the form of a fish. Fish doesn't say I am God. He just rescued the earth. Or came in the form of Narsimha. Or came in the form of the turtle that saved the earth. So the Lord appears in many forms, but Krishna is, that's why they say it is the manifestation of that total Brahman. All the 16 qualities of Bhagavan were in Sri Krishna. So he was a complete avatar. Just as the Kurma avatar, the turtle or the fish or the Narsimha, the one who came to destroy Hiranyakashyap, the man and lion. They were partial, but Shri Krishna was a complete manifestation. So yes, he is God. That's why we have his murti on the stage.
It's like what we can read it, like all the religions on this earth, like they have their own gods.
Yes.
We can call anybody God. Maybe
sure.
Within Hindus there are subcastes and all. Like,
right.
But why he need to declare himself God? As you said, Rama never declared himself as God. He went through all the suffering as a common man.
Right.
But
so we don't compare. See, you don't compare. They are different. God chooses to manifest in different form. There is one Brahman who chooses to appear as Mother Saraswati, as Krishna, as Ram, as but Krishna was giving the knowledge, and to give that knowledge to Arjuna, he had to manifest his own divinity. That's why Draupadi, he gives her the clothes, right? When her sari is being stolen. And he shows his mother Yashoda, when he opens his mouth as a two-year-old, she sees the entire universe. So he was a manifestation of that supreme reality. So it's like you are a man. So do you go around saying you are a man? Yes. So he was God. So he had no problem declaring it. It's not an ego, but it is the fact. It is like you are a man. Like, do you have a problem saying that? They'll say, why is he going around saying I'm a man? Why doesn't he say I'm a dog or a cat or a buffalo? No, because you are man. So he was God. So he declared it. So I don't see anything wrong with it. That is a fact. And Ramchandaji was also, but Ramchandaji was a different manifestation, come in a different yuga for a different purpose. Ramchandaji came to show us how a man should work in this world. Sri Krishna Bhagavan came to show us how God is. How God, is, when manifest in front of you, how he is. So he came for that purpose. Ramchandaji came for a different purpose. So he didn't have to declare, because he came with the idea that ideal man, how then ideal man functions, who does not show his divine qualities but is divine. While Krishna came, that if somebody saw him, he'll know this is how God is. So it is a, what they call it, a saguna Brahman. It is Brahman with form and qualities. While the Brahman is nirguna, if you want to see saguna Brahman, you see it in the form of Sri Krishna.
I think every avatar has different purpose, like you
right.
said, different mission. Like Jesus Christ, he was to show the world that what is forgiveness. I mean, even if when you're crucified, you're saying, please, Father, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. So
right.
how forgiveness is a big quality. Rama was more like an ideal man, as you said. So every avatar had the purpose, but I think Krishna's appearance was more in a complete form.
Yes.
And it was also more to, lift the ignorance from Arjuna that, look, I'm God and I'm telling you.
Right, right, right. And he was God. And still he was driving his chariot. He became a chauffeur when Arjuna, even though he himself was king of Dwarka, he had his own army, which he gave to Duryodhana. But Arjuna told him, I want you to drive my chariot. He did it willingly. But at the same time, when the occasion came, he wanted, so that the world of the Bhagavad Gita has more power, because it's coming from the mouth of God himself. That's why this we revere this book. That's why we call Amba, we call it Mother, the Bhagavad Gita, because these 18 chapters, we say, Parthaya Pratibodhitam, all that. Why? Because we worship Mother Gita, because she has appeared from the mouth of the Lord himself. Like the Vedas and Upanishads have appeared from the mouth of rishis with divine knowledge. But here God himself is declaring it. So he does not declare. It is clear manifestation that God is in his form. There is no, at least I don't have any doubts. And it's up to us. Somebody chooses to worship Ram, somebody Krishna, somebody Shiva, somebody Mother Saraswati, Lakshmi. It doesn't matter what form of God, but they are all manifestation of one. So the oneness one should not forget. Yes, did you?
It depends how you want to look at it. Most of the, we are coming through Indian culture growth where Krishna is worshipped as a God, or Rama is worshipped as a God. If you look at Gita carefully, he never says he is a god, but he says he is that. What is that? Is that consciousness. So if Gita is trying to tell you to reach that consciousness, which is total consciousness, now that particular factor, whether you call energy or God or Father in heaven or Allah, doesn't really matter, is a total consciousness that he was demonstrating. And that's why he told Arjuna that no matter whether you kill them with your arrows, or they get killed with something else, but they are going to be all going because they are on a bad side of the world, and they are going to destroy the world if they stay too long. So when you, it's like I was telling, if there is a cancer in the society, you have to eliminate, just like your body's cancer. So same way, he was at that stage. He says, "I am that, and I do this." He was at the level of consciousness. And to explain the consciousness, there is no different way than showing the universal figure, which now we pray as a God. But it is the universal picture right now you can see. If you put yourself in this place as a total consciousness, each one of you are part of it, or all of, you know, each one has a part. Somebody in one of the meetings was talking about this, and he says there are a lot of, there's a consciousness like a big circle with a lot of centers in it. So each person thinks, I am the center and the consciousness is the circle. So in other words, we are all one. But to understand that consciousness, Krishna demonstrated that to Arjuna. So he could, without any guilt, he can fight for the right cause. So whether you want to call it a God or consciousness, I usually call it consciousness. It doesn't really matter, but he had reached that stage where he could be called God, if you really call the consciousness God.
Right.
That's how I look at it. But
right.
it's people who have been praying him as a God are going to continue.
Right. Yeah,
there's
go
nothing
ahead.
Wrong with that.
Yeah, you have to add.
Yeah, we have in Ajay Gandhi, it's like one of the highest level is to become one with God.
Right.
So maybe when he became one with God, he himself calling as
the yes.
He
yes.
didn't really call
yeah.
anybody.
Like Nisargadatta Maharaj, his book is titled I Am That. So he understood. Actually, all of us are God. Actually, all of us are divine, but we just don't know it. That is the difference between us and the realized master, who knows that I am that. And Krishna actually demonstrated. That's why even in, if you believe all the stories, even as a child, when all these demons came, he was able to destroy them. So that's what they say. That's why we worship him as Purna Avatar. He is the Purna Avatar of that total consciousness. Others are partial avatars. Again, not to put anybody down, because there is no partial, there is no total. In that totality, it is oneness. But how much power you demonstrate. Like, for example, the United States, if it has to destroy a small little army somewhere, it will send few troops. But if it has to overcome a big enemy, then more troops have to be sent. So similarly, depending on the need, the total consciousness, as she says, manifests a particular powers at that particular time. Whatever was required at that time, whatever. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. He says, whenever dharma declines, I appear. When he says I, does not mean Krishna appears, but I, that total consciousness. So he had complete identification. But thank you very much for the good questions. I will see you next week. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah, Sarve Santu Niramayah, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kashchit Dukkhabhagah. Shanti 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 Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namah. Harihi Om. Thank you.